have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my
Thursday morning is, of course, time for Radio Nibbles with John Lendorf joining us live in the studio with a bit of a throwback Thursday happening this morning, John.
Enough of the present, enough of the future. I have been living in the past a little bit. I pulled a book off my shelf that I hadn't looked at in years. It's the Chautauqua Porches Cookbook. It was put out in 1998 by the people who live in the cottages at Chautauqua, if you don't know. Some people have been living there for years. It's not just a park or an entertainment. And I love this cookbook because it tells so much about how people used to live in the summer. These aren't fancy restaurant recipes for the most part. It's things like German coffee cake and, guacamole dip. Helen Corbett's molded guacamole. I'm not sure I want to know how that works out. Hundreds of recipes that people actually made. The other thing you notice in the book is that there's a lot of people. Chautauqua was started by people from Houston who wanted to escape. They came here to be cool in the summer. So there's things like black-eyed pea chowder, which won first place at the Texas State Fair. And it goes on to, needless to say, there's a lot of chili casseroles and some great pies, including my favorite, Goody Cookies. You don't need to know what that is to really appreciate it. And I have a couple of recipes in my Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly today. The other thing is that there is a website called servingboulderlist.com, and it also is a flashback. It's maintained by my friend Laura Bloom, who's a more foodie than I. And it includes a list of Boulder restaurants at each site. And so if you want to know what was on the corner of 15th and Pearl, where Illegal Pizza is now, back in time, there were seven or eight restaurants there. And you can go back and see that at that website. They also have some great recipes there also. Including gnocchi verde from John's Restaurant, which was one of my favorite all-time things, as well as chopped liver from the New York Deli by an undocumented worker, Mork from Ork. So it's wonderful stuff. Again, that's servingboulderlist.com, and you might be able to find Chautauqua Porches online somewhere.
Well, another thing that harkens back, I suppose, to days gone by are old-fashioned candies, and you've brought in a selection of caramels this morning that are made right here in Colorado in Wheat Ridge, made by hand, no less, which is always comforting. Is that Heliman's?
Helly Mays.
And I've had one this morning, delicious. I've tasted a jasmine caramel, rich caramel with jasmine tea, very delicious.
They have these ancient candy-making equipment, and it's butter, cream, and sugar, and a flavor. And it's just beautiful stuff. When you first taste it, it just melts in your mouth. And I love it because it's so darn artisan, handcrafted. You know, it's not artificial ingredients or anything else. And it's nice to see that kind of food craftsmanship that lasts.
Where you can catch John's column in the Boulder Weekly every Thursday. Radio Nibbles, of course, every Thursday morning here at KGNU. Like the Facebook page, catch the archives online, and email nibbles@kgnu.org.
See you in the past.
Hannah, Davey, Tommy.